Hello, this is Charles Shepard of the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, bringing you another chapter of American Stories, the behind-the-scenes look into America's history of art and culture. Today's story is about Jeff Koons, the controversial neo-pop artist whose fame and financial success rival that of his former role model, Andy Warhol. Like Andy, Koons began his rags-to-riches career as a relatively poor art student who worked his way through school, selling magazine subscriptions and assisting faculty members in their studio. After graduating, Koons, like thousands of other art school grads, headed to New York to make his mark. His entry into the art world was hawking memberships for the Museum of Modern Art from behind a small desk in the lobby. Though truly suited for this salesman's role, Koons longed to play on a bigger stage, and so after a year with the museum, he got licensed as a commodities broker and ended up in the fast lane at Smith Barney. Koons' steady commissions and bonuses enabled him to fund the art he hoped would make him famous. His focus was on how to take pop art even further, and he began by having inflatable toys, mostly rabbits and puppies, cast in highly polished stainless steel. Though expensive to create, these sculptures were an immediate commercial and artistic success. As collectors fought to get Koons' works, exhibition opportunities opened all over town. Moving in a slightly different direction, Koons bought dozens of Shelton wet-dry vacs, created plexiglass cabinets for each, and displayed them at the new museum as consumer culture specimens. His next series involved floating basketballs in distilled water in similar plexiglass cases, a seemingly simple visual project that in fact was so complicated that Koons had to hire the Nobel Prize-winning physicist Richard Feynman to make it work. The art world went crazy. Critics sang his praises, and collectors showered him in money. Koons quit his day job and concentrated on honing his marketing approach. To increase production, he bought a vast Soho studio and hired 35 full-time assistants. Although his art was selling as quickly as it was produced, one new series, 6-foot-tall, gold-leaf ceramic likenesses of Michael Jackson cuddling his pet chimp Bubbles, raised more than a few eyebrows. New York Times critic Christopher Knight dared to refer to Koons' new sculptures as the largest porcelain knickknacks in the world. His comments signaled changing attitudes as the country moved into the 90s. Koons' rampant self-promotion and the fact that he supported himself as a Wall Street broker while breaking into the art world led many to perceive that his road to stardom was greased by the excesses of the 80s. However, Koons' reputation in the art world slid even further downhill after he married the Italian porn star, La Cicilina, and created life-size porcelain sculptures of the couple having sex in challenging positions. Despite the critics' negativity, Koons' work continued to sell well. During the same time, Sotheby's sold one Michael and Bubbles for $5.6 million, and shortly thereafter, the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art and the Los Angeles County Museum of Art each acquired one. Mindful that the 80s were over, though, Koons stopped claiming that he had absolutely assumed the leadership of the art world and brought his personal style in line with 21st century values. Artistically, he remained true to his neopop focus and continued to mine new, lowbrow sources for things that he could transform into luxury goods. Most recently, for example, Koons has been working on a Popeye series and a series devoted to the Incredible Hulk. Predictably, the in-crowd have both moaned and cheered. Koons, as always, just smiles. And why wouldn't he, considering that in 2013, his gleaming steel tulips sold for $33 million at Christie's in New York, the highest auction price ever paid for work by a living artist. Thank you for joining me, Charles Shepard, for this week's program. Please join me again next week for another episode of American Stories on NIPR.